Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as, once again, we face the issues. We start the week out with facing the issues. We go throughout the week as we face the issues. And we look forward to having you on board with us each day. As we face the issues today, we're going to be talking about socialism or freedom. Socialism or freedom. We have an option. And let me remind you at the top of the program, we have less than 100 days to make that decision as to what we're going to have as a nation. How we're going to be guided as a nation will be determined in within the vote within the next 100 days. I don't know how you have made the decision of what your plans are and how you plan to vote. I pray that you will look at the scenario of what God has given us through our Bill of Rights and the founding documents from our founding fathers, where 56 men signed the dotted line, as I would call it, pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their future on the signatures that they placed on that document. And we live by that today. And of course, we have a document that is far greater than that. It's called the Word of God. And as we study the Word of God, we realize early on that God's Word is supreme. And as we look at the Word of God, we need to understand what God would have us to do to continue that which He has provided for the United States of America in the form of a nation that's built around our founding documents and our founding fathers, their faith in God and in what God's Word says, gave them the words that we use today in that founding document. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to exercise our rights and our liberties to vote. We need to recognize that the days are short, the time is urgent, that we realize what we need to do in relationship to preserving our United States of America. I don't know about you, but I'm saddened when I see a philosophy and a feeling that's being perpetrated upon us by the Black Lives Matter and Antifa and by the Socialist Marxist BLM Democrat Party that's wanting to see America ravaged in order to, hopefully from their perspective, win the election on November the 3rd. They're using this as a weaponized tool to destroy the election. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into that, let me remind you that our telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone number. Your call gets you directly through the studios, right to our microphones, and gives us the opportunity to have dialogue and discussion on the issues facing us in America today. And may I remind us, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, based on the authority of the Word of God, based on truth. Keep in mind, as I have said so often, that the Bible is the truth book. The Bible is God's truth. It is not occasional truth. It's not every now and then truth. It is a source book of total truth. It is absolutely the truth of the Word of God. Jesus says to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." That's in John 8:31 and 32. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." It's the truth of the Word of God. And then Jesus further elaborates, as I call it, in John 17:17, where Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that should move on us, motivate us, and direct us as to what God would have us to do, especially in this very serious era in which we're living in. I understand it's an election cycle. I understand that during the election cycle, especially on national election cycles, there are those that go absolutely bonkers, as I call it, with trying to steal an election, trying to undermine the constitutional republic, trying to destroy the integrity of our election, and multitudes are doing that today. We'll talk about that as part of our broadcast today. But let me remind you, there's a need for us to focus on God and God's sovereign control in this old world. As we think about the subject of facing the issues and truth, it was George Orwell many years ago that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. You can find that through Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Chuck Schumer, and the other part of the squad in Washington, where there is a disdain, a literal disdain for truth, a rejection of truth. And it always comes across from their perspective as though the one that is speaking truth is the one that is false, and the one that's speaking the lie is telling the truth. It's right being wrong and wrong being right. And the Bible says that we would ultimately live in that kind of society. And that's where we are today. But ladies and gentlemen, it was Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, that said it so aptly, as I would put it, when Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I believe that is a viable charge that should be levied in the hearts and the lives of every Christian. I believe that the Bible should motivate us to tell the truth, to seek the truth, to learn the truth, and listen to the truth. I've had people challenge so often, how do you get this? Why do you believe that? Why do you state this? And I ask a few questions in return and find that for the most part, they're not listening to the truth. They're not looking for the truth. They're just simply believing the Communist Network News. They're believing the Nancy Pelosi and the Chuck Schumer group out of Washington. They believe that whatever they say is truth and do not ever question the integrity or the viability of what they're saying. Therefore, they simply believe whatever is stated. That's dangerous. It's not only dangerous philosophically, it's dangerous politically, it's dangerous biblically and spiritually. There are a lot of people today that believe whatever is said because someone might stand and read a verse or two from the scripture and then claim that they're preaching the word of God. Multitudes believe that as truth. As one person told me many years ago, when I discovered that they had had Jehovah's Witness ladies coming into the home and having Bible study. And I asked the question, why do you allow that? And the answer to me was, well, they're teaching from the Bible. No, they weren't. They were teaching a warped, false doctrine, and yet it is said to be coming from the Word of God. So we need to understand where truth is found. Truth is found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Once again, it was Jan Hus, let me remind you, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I say this with all due seriousness and yet sadness. I believe that before the rapture of the church occurs, we Christians in America will witness a major frontal assault on the truth of Christianity, the truth of the Word of God. We're seeing it today on the fringes. We're seeing it today in multiple areas, but I believe we'll see it as a frontal assault. We're watching today as the churches are closed and laws and regulations are implemented that will try to keep them closed. We'll talk about that during the broadcast today. Let me remind you that telephone number 831-0917, 831-0917. Keep in mind that you can join in the dialogue and discussion today as we discuss these issues. Let me remind you also, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time also carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power equipment, lawn care equipment, and the hurricane preparedness equipment and power generation backup. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Some have asked, well, where is that located? It's right at the intersection of I-295. The intersection of 295 at the base of the flagpole. You've got a gigantic flagpole there, about 165 foot in the air. At the base of that flagpole where Old Glory flies 24/7, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is in a state of chaos, confusion, and hysteria today. Chaos, confusion, and hysteria. How does that come about? It is because we have had the COVID-19, or the China virus, as President Trump now calls it, the China virus. It is the Wuhan virus, and yet it causes the media to be upset and the leftists to be upset when you relate the virus to China. But what we've allowed to take place in America, ladies and gentlemen, is the very fact that we've taken a very serious virus. Yes, COVID-19 is serious. It is dangerous. It's deadly. But as we look at the statistics, look at the daily data, we understand that the mortality rate is extremely low. In fact, I believe when analyzed, it would be as low, if not lower, than the general occasional annual flu for 2017, 18, 2019, and 2020. Now, there'll be those that will deny that, reject that, and rebuff the thought of that because they want to bow to governmental orders and keep it as a weaponized tool to control America. But overwhelming majority of the chaos and the confusion, the fear and hysteria is as a result of COVID-19 and it being weaponized. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the agenda of the Marxists that's trying to take control of our nation today, Marxism's agenda, in part, is to divide the nation through so-called racism and to bring about fear. And ultimately, the major thing in the trademark of Marxism is to dethrone God. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching those elements take place in our nation today. The politicians are silent. Need to ask the question, why are the politicians silent? Yes, you'll hear an occasional quip or some statement from Nancy Pelosi as she waves her arms in a manner that's very unusual. That's nevertheless her prerogative. But you find this taking place today with the politicians on both sides of the aisle, generally speaking, silent. I am concerned when I see the conservatives, called the GOP, the Grand Old Party, the Republicans, when I see very little coming out of them. Every now and then there'll be a quip. Every now and then there'll be a statement in an antagonized voice. But you don't see anything really being done. Ladies and gentlemen, why the silence? It's because I believe the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats are partners, you hear me, partners with the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, both wanting to destroy our Bill of Rights and the liberties that God's given the United States of America. Both of them wanting to do so. May I remind us, it is a fact that is taking place today. Louis Gohmert, I believe he is District 1 out of the state of Texas. He's a U.S. House of Representatives member. Louis Gohmert is a conservative Republican. But Gohmert says in an interview, Democrats' strategy is to keep America in turmoil, to make it easier to dump Trump. He made this statement just 3 or 4 days ago. Louis Gohmert says it appears that the Democrats don't care so much about letting America heal because they want political advantage. Gohmert said, their strategy is, if we can keep America in turmoil, if we can keep America in riots, the economic problems that COVID-19 has caused, it's better for getting rid of Donald Trump. Let me insert some thoughts before I read another paragraph in this article. Louis Gohmert is correct. The mindset is, through the socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats, if we can continue the riots, if we can continue the Black Lives Matter, which has nothing to do with pigmentation of the skin, but all to do with Marxism, if we can allow Black Lives Matter to continue, if we can allow Antifa to continue, then it will keep the nation in turmoil and keep the focus off the election. That's the primary purpose. And the secondary little footnote to that, if I can illustrate it, one of the primary purposes of the socialist, Marxist, governors and Democratic mayors in wanting to keep the churches shut down is to prevent the churches from the pulpits of having any say-so with any influence or clout on the election, the re-election of President Donald J. Trump. Further in this article, Louis Gohmert says Democrat strategy is to keep America in turmoil, to make it easier to dump Trump. Gohmert made the comment following another night of rioting and lawlessness in more than a dozen U.S. cities, with the mayhem including damage to federal buildings, local police precincts, and deadly shootings in Austin, Texas. Quote, "It's sad, but it appears the Democrats don't care so much about letting America heal because they want the political advantage, they think, from seeing America devastated just so that they can get back into power." That's horrendous, Gohmert said. May I remind us, that's exactly what we see taking place. He continued, "We've seen some of those in prior COVID legislation, and of course, both Republican senators and Republican House members are very concerned about the efforts of the Democrats to stifle the economy by letting open the door of litigation, just overwhelming employees and employers, businesses, as they reopen, stressing the need of liability protection for our businesses on a national level as the reopening process is attempted." Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm trying to get us to understand today, that what we see taking place is not just hypothetical. It's not just something that pops up here and there. It is planned. It is orchestrated. And the orchestrators, those that are orchestrating it, those that are having the planning sessions for it, are none other than Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party that would rather see the overthrow of America than to see themselves out of power. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC are absolutely starving for total dominating control and power. You may ask the question, why should a Christian be concerned? Why should a pastor be concerned? It is simply because, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what we stand to lose if we do not remain as a constitutional republic. We stand to lose our nation, and as if we lose our nation and what God has given us in America, we will lose our ability, our authority, and our freedoms that we have today as free Christians in America to continue to carry out what God has called us to do. In fact, the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That ought to be the challenge to our hearts. We ought to be majorly concerned enough that we'll not just sit down, bury our heads in the sand, and pretend that this is going to go away. Ladies and gentlemen, even though it sounds horrific, even though it sounds that it is doom and gloom, it's not meant that way. I want to open our eyes. I want to open our understanding. I want us to recognize what we're faced with, and that as Christians, we have a responsibility to God. Number one, to pray for those that lead us, that the scripture says we might live a quiet and peaceable life. That is, that we pray God remove some, God put the right ones in, that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's what the Bible says. The only way that our nation can continue in the exalted position and God's honored position and God's blessing position is that, ladies and gentlemen, we take the stand of the realization that we're to be salt and light. We need to take that position, ladies and gentlemen, that we have the responsibility and the opportunity, and in that responsibility and opportunity, we need to stand and stand for truth. But what we're watching today is the deterioration, the destruction, the undermining of a constitutional republic. And ladies and gentlemen, it is majorly being carried out by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, both of which are socialist Marxist organizations that have wedded themselves to the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. Here's an article, and I've shared a portion of this before, but here's an article in this month's issue of Decision Magazine, which is by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. It's the July-August issue. And it says, talking about Black Lives Matter, the stated goal of Black Lives Matter are anti-Christian, the article states, in the reading of it. The The question is not whether or not evangelicals should tackle the discussion on perceived or actual racism. The question for all biblical Christians with interest in this, the question is, do the core values of Black Lives Matter square with biblical clarity and prescribed ways of holiness and morality? The short answer to that is absolutely no, the article says. Why is that so? The article further states, because of its thoughtfully crafted agenda, values, and missions, Black Lives Matter is unmistakably incompatible with biblical Christianity, and the many reasons Christians have to reject this movement can easily be found at blacklivesmatter.com. According to their own history, Black Lives Matter was founded by three black women, two of whom are self-proclaimed queers. And while these women may care about injustice and racism, they also care about normalizing sexual deviancy, deconstructing the biblical definition of a family, and emasculating strong black men who identify as straight. And then the article, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pretty prolific article, and I'm just picking up portions of it that I believe we need to latch on to understand and recognize the reason we're talking about today, socialism or freedom. Can't have both. And one of the promulgators of this socialism, the radical Marxist agenda, is Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And we're watching them run the streets every night across America in city after city after city. And yet we see mayors and governors in these cities and states that are socialist, Marxist, democratically run, that's doing nothing. This article says here are three reasons why Black Lives Matter is incompatible with Christian, biblical Christianity. Number one, Black Lives Matter seek to dismantle the biblical definition of family. In their own words, they're committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family and the structure requirement. One man marriage to one woman is not a Western prescribed, is not a Western prescription for family. It's a biblical one. And yet Black Lives Matter wants to destroy that. Secondly, Black Lives Matter champions the celebration of homosexuality. They refer to it as the queer affirming, but it simply boils down to rebellion against God and God's created design for sexuality and marriage. No matter what secular culture decides about sexuality, the Bible is still unequivocal regarding God's design for sexuality and intimacy according to the scripture. Number three, and they boil down in this article about 3 points, and I usually use six, but 3 points says, number three, Black Lives Matter touts gender confusion as normal and seeks to make heroes of those who are mentally confused. The movement taking culture by storm and increasingly validated by multitudes of Christians, black lives, white lives alike, want to be dismantled and want to dismantle the gender as God has ordained it. And they want to uplift those that are in the Black Lives Matter movement that are for the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, much to be said about the article, but suffice it to say, we're watching Black Lives Matter and Antifa that basically have quietly, behind the scenes, locked arms with and formed a partnership with the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, we find that segment of society today is simply silent about what is taking place. Have you seen Nancy Pelosi berate anything that's done in the streets where buildings are burned, where rioting and pillaging is taking place, where theft is a lucrative thing today? Have you seen Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or AOC or any of those in the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party say anything or do anything? No. Simply because, ladies and gentlemen, they have partnered with Antifa and Black Lives Matter themselves. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, both of these, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, are wanting to destroy our Bill of Rights and our liberties that God has given to America. It was God's divine intervention, I believe, God's divine intervention, November of 2016, that allowed Donald J. Trump to become president of the United States of America. Most of the left-leaning crowd were awe-stricken, A-W-E, awe-stricken, when God gave us victory for Donald Trump to become president. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, today, we have less than 100 days. And I believe today it's going to take God's divine intervention once again to re-elect Donald J. Trump as the president of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want a constitutional republic or a Marxist dictatorship, we've got to make the decision. A Marxist dictatorship, I want to give us a brief overview what a Marxist dictatorship in the United States of America will look like if Joe Biden is elected as president. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi under a Joe Biden dictatorship today, ladies and gentlemen, is what America, let me show you what America will look like. We're going to take some time in looking at point by point what America will look like if we put Joe Biden, under the leadership of Joe Biden, as a dictator for the socialist Marxist form of government. I want us to understand we would live in a borderless America, a borderless America. And I'm thankful that President Trump said that he was going to build a beautiful wall, as he put it, and that Mexico is going to pay for it. Well, there are a lot of scoffers about that, a lot of those that disbelieved it, multitudes that try to prevent him from getting it funded. Nancy Pelosi did everything in her power to try to prevent him from getting the funds. Ultimately, as you recall, the Supreme Court ruled that the funding methodology that Trump had used by executive order was absolutely legal. President Trump now has just under 300 miles of, as he calls it, beautiful wall that's been built. He says that by the end of the year, there'll be some 300, 350 miles of wall on our southern border. The illegal immigrants coming in have stopped, reduced by about 85% as a result of the almost 300 miles of wall that's been built thus far. But under a Biden administration, we'll be living in a borderless America where there are no controls on illegal immigration, where there are no controls on any violations of the law when it comes to the immigration process. There would be not only no additional walls being built, but ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has taken the position of Beto O'Rourke and others that were some of the candidates in the early stages of the election process for the Democrats. But Biden has taken the position that he will not only remove the wall that's there, but he would have no border wall whatsoever. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's a move within the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party today to have a borderless America, where there would be no such thing as an immigration process. There would be no such thing as having any requirements to meet the letter of the law to come into America. In fact, as you might recall, several months ago, the Pope said that he believed that borders were absolutely unchristian and unbiblical, and that America ought not to have borders around it. And at the same time, the Holy See, as it's called, where the Pope lives, not only has sky-high walled masonry wall borders, but also security guards at every entrance. And yet saying that America doesn't need to have a wall, a border around its southern borders or other walls at any place. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have Joe Biden as the socialist Marxist dictator, and that's what it would be, and by the way, in name only, because they would come in, there would be someone behind the scenes that's handling everything for Joe Biden. As sad as it sounds and as sad as it is in reality, I believe that he is beyond the point of having any capability of making decisions for himself or by himself. So he'd be a puppet dictator president if he's elected. But I want us to understand what a Joe Biden election would mean for the United States of America. We're talking about today, socialism or freedom. Which would it be? We've got less than 100 days to decide. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have about 1 minute top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Let's come back to Let's Face the Issues as we look at the subject today, socialism or freedom.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.